Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, 9 to 10 WBT, 1110 99.3. We here.
Man, you got it all. They give you a cue card for all that stuff?
No, I got it all up in this cranium of mine.
In the cranium?
In the cranium.
Oh, wow.
Inside the cranium.
The only time I say the word cranium is when it gets cracked.
Let's hope you don't say that anymore.
I'm trying not to crack my cranium anymore.
Yeah, that would be that's a good call. I think just in general. I mean, probably for everybody should try not to
crack
their
cranium. It is a general call, but for me it's
especially general.
It's a specific thing that doesn't need to happen anymore.
We'll have to put you out in the outfield if we're going to play softball this year.
I don't think I can, man. I got four kids in sports.
All playing sports. Yeah.
I was like, dude, and we got a bunch of baseball players on our that work at our company now.
We do have a nice young stock.
Every time I look somebody up, the former baseball player.
Not this
played
guy.
Played single A.
Not here.
I mean, these guys, you play college baseball, you an athlete.
That's right.
That's a fact.
I agree.
And that was not me, but that's a fact.
Understood.
So, I feel like I hadn't seen you in a while. You went on a trip with some of our guys.
Yeah, we did a incentive.
And their wives.
That's right.
An incentive program.
One's brother, his wife was pregnant, so she couldn't go. But, yeah, they had a goal to hit, and then a couple of them hit it. Hopefully they get back here, and some of these guys are listening, like seven of them hit it next year.
Oh, wow.
That's the goal.
And that would be the definition of an incentive.
That's the definition of incentive,
to drive success.
A rising tide raises all ships.
Really? That's the definition of incentive, or that's just a saying you want to put
two,
in there?
If you go from two to seven, two to seven.
Did y'all have fun?
We did. It was a really nice time. Weather was good. It was cool. Really neat to do that. We're lucky and fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah, well, Reagan and I had a good weekend last weekend. The three girls, one of their friends had for her birthday trip, they went down to Orlando, went to SeaWorld for a day, but her mom took them. So they all they all rode they borrowed the Sprinter van, took, I think it was seven teeny boppers and two women. So Reagan and I had it was boy club. It was me, Reagan, Ford, and Knox, and we were rolling dirty.
Yeah, what all'd you do?
I don't know. We went to putt-putt.
There you go.
I don't know. We talked about swimming. We didn't do that.
I was going to ask if anyone's gotten the river yet.
Nobody's been in the river this.
I'm surprised.
Well,
you're not.
My buddy Bo Byram, who's been on the radio, New Year's night went and jumped in the river.
Good for you, Bo.
We were all hanging out. Eric Berg, who's been on the radio, was at the house visiting from Greensboro.
I talked to Mr. Eric last week.
And said something like, I'll give you some money if you go jump in the river. Well, that's the last thing you tell Bo Byram. Because I think it was less than 2 minutes later, he was in the river.
Well, Eric Berg, Apple Rock, who is now a vendor of Roby Roby Commercial, doing some millwork for us.
He is?
Yes.
Really?
I talked to him last week.
He's got a pretty cool millwork shop up there. We used to have a cabinet shop back in the day, like 25 years ago, called Acute Custom Cabinets. Listen to this. Acute. You know why it's acute?
The type of angle?
No, because AC comes really early in the phone book in the cabinet category. Yellow pages, baby.
Yeah.
Acute Custom Cabinet. We almost named it AAA Cabinets, but we didn't.
Well, you know who else would come first is we got A.A. Ron up in Boone, Blowing Rock area. He'd be like the first guy, A.A. Ron. The only way he could be better is if you're AAA.
Are you talking
about giving him a shout out?
Are you talking about how he spells his name?
No, that's just what we call him.
I didn't know that. But is his A-A- nickname one of our business names?
A-A-R-O-N.
So he's in the yellow pages.
No, he's not. Probably white pages.
DBA. Roby Services.
Oh, man. Love you, Aaron. Give you a little shout out.
But we had a cabinet shop, man. Paint booth, the whole nine, yeah. Much table saws. And it's a tough way to make a living. So we closed it down. It's one of the many businesses we've closed down. Not scared to close a bad business down if I try if we try 20 years and we keep losing money, we'll close it down. But I visited knowing, so I have that history. So we go up to Apple Rock. Mm-hmm. Been up there multiple times. Eric's got a really nice facility.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
But in the back, he has a cabinet shop, so that's why he's doing millwork, because he builds all his displays. Yeah.
Eric's good people.
He's a great person. Yeah.
I told him we needed high quality, I told him we needed inexpensive, and I told him we needed really fast.
And how's that work?
He said it was all right.
Yeah, until he gave you his quote. Yeah. Well, today's weather is really nice. I think we're going to have some rainy days. We're recording early in the week, but I feel like springtime is on the rise. The day that you're listening to this show, Sunday, if you listen to it live, is the spring forward day.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I looked it up the other day. So the days will get longer and warmer.
Hmm. Sounds good.
Why do we do daylight savings?
I don't know.
Does the rest of the world think, is we only do that in the South?
No, I think the whole country does it. There were some parts where my wife's from that didn't do it. It's weird. So one time you would like drive
in
over
Indiana?
The border. Yeah, you would drive over like to the border of one county, and they didn't do it, and the other county did. It was really, so sometimes
you know what,
you're an outrider.
You know
what
I call those people? What's stubborn. Yeah. It's a very prominent Midwestern trait.
Well,
to be stubborn.
It's okay.
Yeah, I know him.
Do you know what else today is?
Today
is my dad, that we record here on Tuesday, his 78th birthday.
Your father.
My father.
Your father has been a guest on the show.
A guest on this show. Yes, he has.
He did great. He told some old stories about you and your brother.
Got a little nervous on that one.
You did? Well, now you're going to be nervous again.
You got a little
nervous. Tell us who we got coming up.
We got my buddy Mike Alterman.
College buddy.
And we went to high school together. He's a couple of years older than me, but yeah, I mean, we know each other a long time.
He looks younger.
He
you carry your age well, Mike.
He does look good. I agree.
So he's kind of like Dave McGuire and Chris Maynard to you.
Correct.
I can't wait to pick his brain.
Get him.
Hey, you're listening to At Home with Roby. We got Mike Alterman. He hails from Marietta.
Atlanta, yeah.
I was going to say Marietta. Atlanta, but I think that's cliche. Marietta, fourth generation. Going to talk some business when we return. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. If you missed the first segment, go back. You can get us on Instagram or Facebook and even LinkedIn, where you can also find my man, Mike Alterman. That all rhymed. Do you hear that?
I wasn't listening to you.
You should have paid attention to that. I think that was some pretty good broadcasting right there.
You are a great broadcaster. I hope we don't lose you to a paying job.
Thank you. But now, man, we got you.
This is your boy.
This is my buddy from high school. We're really, well, high school and college, but we really became closer in college.
Mike, yeah. I never knew y'all were high school buddies.
I didn't know him in high school.
Barely.
He was in the same building that I was in, I didn't know him.
That's it.
I knew his older brother first, and he had interest in Clemson. So he came up for an orientation the summer before.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the official orientation, staying in the dorm and the whole thing.
Right, and so I had to show him Clemson for a night, or at least I guess I did. It was a good time.
You did a good job.
So I got it, and then we got him in our fraternity, and the rest is.
So you were you're 2 years ahead of him in school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Graduated.
I had to do the math.
98. Yeah. High school.
Yeah.
And your brother went to Auburn.
He did. But and that's really how we met.
And that's still okay.
Yeah,
he's still a good guy.
Okay. So one of your closest friends, Will Curley, went to Auburn with my brother.
Yeah.
And so he and I started hanging out a little bit when I decided to go to Clemson.
But I'll tell you, we had a guy on here, one of Patrick's old buddies, not as long term buddies as you. He knew when he moved to Charlotte. Kevin Blocker came on here a couple weeks ago. So I'm really getting in this Patrick, the laurels of Patrick lore.
Well, you said his dad had brought a lot of stories. If got another hour, I can bring some good stories too.
Too bad we don't.
Well, I will tell you, Patrick speaks very fondly of you, and Patrick and I, we get along really well. I mean, obviously, business partners, been working together close to 15 years and invested in real estate and stuff, and we get all excited. And he's always said, "Man, my buddy Mike Alterman's a cool dude. You got to meet him." This is at least 2 weeks he said that.
Probably 4 or 5 years we have been we didn't stay as close as we probably were in college, but man, you've been doing some really big things in commercial real estate, and I know this is a generational thing for you as well.
I'm fourth generation Atlantan, and it's a long story, but the Cliff Notes version is my great grandfather came over from Europe via New York and opened up a little grocery store downtown Atlanta. He had 6 sons. 5 of the 6 sons went into the grocery business, and they scaled that to a publicly traded on the stock exchange business that they sold in the early 80s. And one thing that they did well was when they were growing, they're scaling, they're building their grocery stores. They built what is now your neighborhood grocery store shopping center. They built small shop space, offset their basis. And then when they sold, the operations kept all the real estate. So naturally, they wrote giant leases because they knew they were going to sell, sold to Delhaize when they came over from Belgium, and kept all the real estate, got the real estate paid off in 3 or 4 years, and it worked out for them. Unfortunately, with generational businesses, it doesn't trickle down far. Unfortunately, most of them don't. So, by the second generation in that family business, it had really kind of resulted into, more real estate, and got split up 6 ways. So, at a young age, my dad and my grandfather went into business together, and they had some real estate acquisitions that they had done. And, when I was 15, 16 years old, I was evicting tenants and, carrying the carrying the stuff out to the curb and cleaning out spaces and things like that. And, tried to get my first kegerator from a bar that we evicted one time. My mom could have put a kibosh on that. She didn't understand why a 15-year-old needed a kegerator in his house. But, I tried.
Well, so it was your granddad or your great-granddad?
My great-grandfather came over, and he was one of the 5 sons that went into the business. And with his brothers, they scaled it.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a cool story. And it was based out of Atlanta?
It was, yeah. It's called Alterman Foods, but they also operated under Food Giant and Big Apple brands.
Really?
So they were bought. So the company used to own Harris Teeter, which is big up here.
That's what
was Delhaize. And they were Food Lion, Harris Teeter, and that was their brand. So when they came into the U.S. or the Southeast in the early 80s and they bought us, it was their presence in Georgia and Alabama mainly.
And repeat this, when did they buy?
It was early 80s.
Your family out.
Yeah,
you didn't really grow up in the grocery store.
No, I did. I grew up, so my dad and his siblings and cousins, they stayed with the business for a few years as part of the acquisition. And I remember going, my dad was always the head of the meat department. And we used to have a store over where we grew up on Lower Roswell Road, back behind Park Air. Not that anyone knows what we're talking about. But
yeah, they do. We got Atlanta listening.
All right. And I remember going in there with my dad, and my dad would walk back in the back, and back in the grocery stores had the big cow carcasses hanging there, when you were a kid. You used to see, you don't see that anymore, but and he would butchering, he was an amateur butcher, so he'd go back there and like, hey, give me that knife, let me show you how it's done. And then after he was done, they went and cleaned it all up and salvage the carcass.
That is a cool memory.
Yeah, it was cool. So being around that was really neat.
So when you were a kid, you were rolling with your dad collecting some rent.
But I kind of paint that as a more of a broad stroke of just kind of what I saw him and my grandfather do, and that's what sparked my interest in it. I mean, I was at school and college and no idea what I wanted to do. I know I'm good with people, but I don't work well for people. So I work well with people, not for people. I say a lot.
Yeah.
So I knew that was going to be part of my trajectory, whatever I was doing. And even though I went and worked for people for the first 7 or 8 years, I didn't like it as much.
When you got out of school, what'd you do for people?
I went and worked at a brokerage firm in Atlanta. It's actually, they're here. It's called the Shopping Center Group. So mm-hmm. I did asset management, leasing, that kind of thing.
Got it.
It's the best education you can get in real estate is learning how to operate it like it's your own. And you learn the business side. It's like an MBA in real estate without having to sit in a classroom.
I heard that. Yeah.
So, So did that and did that for 6 years, and then right as the, you know, the market issues in 08, whatever the term is for it now, the crash or the, went and worked for a family office, and for about 5 years. And during that time, the family office had growth, so we were buying shopping centers throughout the Southeast, and more value from REITs and stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, so I've always had the value mindset from a real estate perspective, you know, and I used to create value in a way of buying, managing, tenant retention, maintenance, that kind of thing. But that was hard to do after the 08, 09 recession we hit. So value became development.
I hear you. Yeah, value. You used to add value by improving management processes.
Buying right, maintaining long-term cash flow mindset. I still have that mindset because that's what I was taught, my grandfather and my father. So
that's cool. What a story.
Yeah, pretty
dang.
Cool. Dang. So all retail for the most part. Retail and hospitality, some hospitality.
Yes and no. Like I'm more opportunistic now, like just in what I do every day. You know, under my creative name of Alterman Commercial Real Estate, I just call it Acre. So if you hear me abbreviate it, it's Acre. But
you probably early in the phone book.
Yeah, well, it worked.
AC.
I was always the first on the roll call list
there
too
you go.
In class.
There
but
you go.
So they always knew I wasn't there first. yeah. So you know. Now that it's really value, right? So it could be, I mean, we've done industrial, but mainly retail. I wake up in the morning thinking retail, but you know, we are in, you know, operations. We have operations now and restaurant. So, just whatever makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't make sense either, and they still do it.
No, I agree. If you can, you said what was the term you said before we started the show?
Get in the way, real estate.
Get in the way, real estate.
Yeah.
And I said I want my foot in the door. Where's your door open? So I want to talk about something that we're doing together. I mean, we're just a little small popper in your deal, but you and Patrick drummed it up, and we were allowed to work with you. So it's kind of good to have a firsthand understanding about how you operate. So will you stick around?
Sure.
Mike Alterman, Acre, right?
ACRE.
Alterman Commercial Real Estate.
That's one of them.
Yeah. I get that right?
Yes, sir.
When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last couple segments, go back. We're here with Mike Alterman of Acre, Alterman Commercial Real Estate. Going down memory lane a little bit.
Acre. Yeah.
I love that. And so
it worked out really well.
I'm glad you bringing people. I'm glad you finally bringing some people of value to the show, Patrick.
Okay.
Nah.
Thanks, man.
That's a complete joke.
I know.
I'm a little disappointed because we had said when Mike was coming to town, because you've been talking for 5 years about how me and him would hit it off, that we were going to hang out. And this morning I wake up and I'm like planning my day. I'm meditating on what my calendar has, and I'm like, Mike Alterman.
And then I pitch it twice. I can't meet at 3 o'clock.
I had to do a couple extra push-ups to get ready for you, but now you're leaving. You got business. But yeah. Patrick said you might come back up north.
I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
For ICSC.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's in Charlotte?
It's the Carolinas meeting.
It is the Carolinas chapter. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where you and I really reconnected was ICSC in Vegas. Matt Young and I went out there to see if we could drum up some business.
Oh, that's right.
And we had a nice dinner at Morimoto.
Yeah. It was my attorney was there. Right?
Yeah.
My cousin.
Yeah, your
He's
cousin.
Actually my cousin.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I got a lot of cousins. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Byron. Yeah.
I got a lot of attorneys.
Yeah, well, I do too.
Yeah. Yeah, Byron was there. Yeah, that was fun. We had a nice dinner.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good, yeah.
I mean, I can hang out in Charlotte. I can't go to Vegas. They don't let me west of Mississippi.
My wife and I got real serious. I was a quarterly guy out to Vegas, and as much as I still would like to go there, the second I get there and I'm there 24, 48 hours, I'm ready to get home.
Yeah.
And I have the itch now. I'm ready to go. But as soon as I get there, I'm ready to come back.
Yeah. I would like to see the Sphere.
I would like to see that too.
But Reagan is not going to let me. Which is fine.
I'm trying to get. I'm going to be there in May for the National ICSC, and I'm trying to get tickets to Dead and Company. They just announced they're going to be at the Sphere, but That's going to be some real bribery there. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got a little dead logo on my Telluride hat.
I got a Stella Blue Ventures. That's my Take Five operation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's named after one of my favorite songs, Stella Blue, and then actually named my dog Stella Blue. So technically, my dog's named after the Dead song, and my company's named after my dog, but it's all kind of...
I was going to ask you about that. So that's the Take Five group is your Stella Blue?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, cool.
So tell us about Acre. When did you start it?
Over 10 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, that was afterwards with the family office. I went out on my own and tried to create value. First year, bought a little deal down in Midtown Atlanta. Was able to, you know, bought a good value. $12 rents, paid a 7 cap on it. They just announced Pont City Market down the street, which is a big mixed-use development there on the Beltline. And, you know, backfilled it, put some lipstick on it, and put the rents at $30 and sold it. So we did one like that, and that worked out well. And so that's kind of what helped start. And then we did some ground-up development. And, you know, now it's 10 years. We've probably done over 100 deals, development acquisition type deals, and it's been fun. I got great partners. You know, I share an office with another developer. He's one of the largest merchant developers in the Southeast. He's one of my best friends. We started around the same time, and you know, we do a lot of stuff together as well. You know, but we complement each other, and with other merchant developers too, because I'm not really a guy who finds the dirt for the use. Like, you know, your merchant guys will have those relationships, and while I have good relationships, admittedly not great at maintaining them because I just got my head down a lot, you know, trying to turn things out with Take Five or whatever. Yeah. But you know, those guys have the relationships. They find they have the tenant. They just go find the dirt. And I'm typically in more find the dirt or find the tenant for the dirt. So find the use for the dirt. And so it's a little more challenging, I would say, to try to find the right use and entitlements and things like that. But it's also fun because, you know, I like to cram a square peg into a round hole.
I heard that.
So, you know, we always joke with some of my buddies, if it's a hairy deal, you know, let's throw it to Alterman. He'll figure it out or die trying. And it's fun that way. And so we've been, you know, fairly successful, as everyone else has been the last, you know, cycle on turning out deals. Now it's a little different, so you bob and weave, right? So we're bobbing and weaving.
There seems to be some positivity in the market, though, coming on board. Seems to be a little more positive than the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're active. I mean, we have, you know, I have a dry erase board. A year ago, there's a lot more white on the board than I'm used to seeing.
Yeah.
But now we're continuing to add. We have probably 6 or 8 deals under contract right now. We're closing on a couple in the next few weeks. We mainly stay in the Southeast. So
okay. I was going to ask you geographically.
Yeah, we do a lot in Tennessee because that's where my Take Five territory is.
Got it.
Eastern Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia. I always laugh. I have the most beautiful territory in the country, all Appalachia. It's just kind of hard to build through Blue Ridge. But not a lot of people up there, at least not the ones that are going to pay you to change their oil. But but Tennessee we love the Carolinas.
People don't typically get their oil changed when they're on a road trip, vacation with their kids?
No, not really.
I don't think so.
Only in necessity?
Yeah, that's right.
Only if they're a vagabond and don't maintain their car at all?
Right. Well, and, you know, that's part of the world where, you know, people do maintain their cars and they appreciate and take care of their cars. And it's, you know, we really love our markets, Chattanooga, Knoxville.
These are your Take Five markets.
Yeah. We're opening our 12th one tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. How long you been doing Take Five franchises?
We signed up right before COVID. So great timing. We had a false start. We had 3 deals in the pipeline the day we signed the paperwork. And then all the municipalities closed up shop for 8 or 9 months. And the sellers thought the world was
in. So the municipalities shut down their offices.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get it. You couldn't get a permit or anything.
They had no capability, especially in some of the smaller towns. They had no capability to
People
do remote.
People don't realize that.
Yeah. So we...
How lucky we were.
We lost those deals, and so we had to kind of start over. So starting over required us to we grew fast. I mean, we opened 10 locations in a little over 14 months.
Goodness gracious.
So we were fast, and which helps. I mean, the real estate part we got down. It's I fortunately have a great partner who helps on the operations, and he runs the day-to-day, a guy named Todd Farrow. And I've known Todd for 20 years, so it was just kind of a natural partnership there. And I remember I was reading my son a book, and I'm like, who the heck is going to help me run these things? I already committed to it. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't do this. I don't even know how to change oil. Where's the dipstick? I'm the dipstick, right?
Yeah, right. So,
yeah, that's my title is Chief Dipstick.
Chief, that's good. I like that.
So I don't know how to do that. And Todd is a leader. He's, you know, Army, operations, logistics.
Yep. You need that guy.
And HR. you know, human resources and recruiting. So he's the right guy. And I just had that aha moment reading my son a book, and luckily he signed on with us. And
great.
And you know, like I said, I'm making it hard for him though, because I'm opening shops faster than we
pushing
him. Yeah, faster than we can get in there and get him going. But
say push. That was my nickname back in the day.
Little
pusher.
Yeah, I remember it on your notebook. How many? You talk about all the different partnerships that you've set up. How many partners would you say that you have in all your ventures that you're currently? I mean, I know you're not going to get an exact number, but
like individuals. Or?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Hundreds.
No. I don't really syndicate deals that much. So
okay.
I would say the partnership that we're in, which is a piece of real estate in Clemson, South Carolina, includes a restaurant called Potbelly Deli. Just throw that out there.
Let's put it out there.
I was saving this for the last segment.
Yeah. Okay.
You can tease it.
I mean, we have four partners there.
Okay.
Right? Including you guys. And I own a shopping center downtown Clemson. I think I have four partners there. Four or five.
You tried to get us in on that one. The timing went right.
But it's all friends and family.
Yeah.
Probably to my own detriment, I don't really syndicate deals as much. But it's really just friends and family, word of mouth. And so to answer your question, I mean, I would say actual partners is probably a dozen, maybe.
Well, I was gonna follow that up with you make people feel like they're friends and family. Like you do a very good job of keeping us in the loop and making us feel like we're part of it.
Well, yeah. So appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah. Will you stick around?
Sure.
I got some more questions.
All right.
Patrick's my family. You're my family.
Let's go.
How about that? Your friends and family all in one. All right, you're listening to Mike Alterman, Acre Real Estate. Real Estate is in Acre. That's the R-E. On the At Home with Roby Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last few segments, we are with Mike Alterman from Acre, from Clemson, from Marietta, Georgia, Atlanta.
We got it.
And Stella Blue.
Stella Blue is the Take Fives.
Yeah. He is the chief dipstick of Stella Blue.
I like
Stella Blue. I do too.
You can't be too arrogant and call yourself the chief dipstick.
Well, I was trying to find another word for chief, too, but it just didn't sound as well. Yeah. Sounds good.
I think you landed out all right. Yeah. You're the CDO.
So tell us a little bit about your family.
My immediate family, my wife, Melissa. In fact, I was telling Patrick earlier, we're going to pass each other coming into Charlotte. She does a lot of work up here.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
She's in banking. And I have a son, Jacob, who will be 9 in May. And my daughter, Hannah, 6, going on 16. So she runs the house, basically, and we're just at her leisure.
So you have two kids, 9 and 6, boy, girl.
Yep.
I got a 9-year-old boy. So I do know that.
Heard you talking sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot of that going on right now.
It's fun. We're having fun.
Yeah, my boy's a basketball player and football. That's his thing right now.
Yep.
So which I always always look like a football player, but that's because of the beer and pizza in college. I used to not look like a linebacker a lineman.
I mean, you're pretty tall, though.
Yeah.
The beer and pizza didn't make you tall.
Right.
I mean.
Well, our Clemson Tigers got a little basketball team this year, Trent.
You missed the boat on that, Patrick. We'll just see how it plays out. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
Y'all can,
that's a little stab.
Y'all can talk all your junk. So you did. You brought us through Patrick. You and Patrick rekindled y'all's friendship, and you brought us a deal. The timing worked out. We're able to participate a little bit in it. Thank you. It's kind of cool. I like the hustle.
Yeah, that's what we're about. It's a lot of that. We like to find the creative opportunities. That's where
we're the same way.
I was about to say.
We like to find opportunities where other people don't see it.
Yeah.
And it takes some work, and it takes getting down and getting gritty.
I used to always say the easy deals were done by our dads. Ooh. So, you know, now you got to work hard on every deal. You know, if there's not hard work there, the easy ones, there's something wrong with it. It's like the guys who work for me, you know, they bring me a deal, and they're like, look at this. And I'm like, okay, well, what's the story? Is there a sign on the property? He's like, I just don't know, you know, so I don't know why this isn't, it's still available. I'm like, there's a sign on it. First of all, that's your first red flag, right? If there's a sign on it, there's something wrong with it. Because the last cycle we've been in, things are trading, you know, before they even have a chance to go out, you know, so.
So if everybody can see it, you might need to keep
riding.
It's
a seller issue. It's a municipality issue. It's a site issue, whatever.
Yeah, we like the gritty corridor, and everything got so frothy, I think a lot of the old school owners, every time they would be ready to let go of something and cash out for their betterment, they would say, oh, maybe I'm leaving something on the table because it was going up. Well, now I think it's settled down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think there's going to be some opportunities, the door knock relationship opportunities that come along. I hope I'm right about that.
Yeah, I think you are. I mean, it's definitely the long game though for those type of relationships. And you know, I call those sellers that we've all encountered over the last decade. They all have their own motivations, but a lot of it is the common theme of wanting to be in the 2-comma club. Whether it makes sense or not, everyone wants 2 commas on their price, you know. And so it's hard to break that mindset sometimes. But you know, and I've spent a lot of time and money and effort trying to educate. But you know, it is what it is. It's okay.
Yeah, but there's logical people out there, and building trust and allowing people to win on both sides and find mutual success is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you have the ability to attract investors, which has the ability to bring capital in, which some folks, if they own a nice piece of real estate or something that could be added value, they don't have that ability.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, look, it's a lot of fun what we do. It's not every day.
It is fun.
My wife and I were talking the other day, and she's, she's just saying, well, you're lucky that you love what you do and you would do it regardless of your success and everything else. And I'm like, yeah, but that's also, you know, kind of a, almost like a drug. I'm like a deal junkie, you know.
Heard that before.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I don't sleep a lot, you know, I toss and turn, you get a pad and paper next to your bed because your brain's always going, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's hard to temper down a little bit. But
I have some notepads.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't have any other way though. It's fun.
Well, Mike, it's been wonderful talking to you and hearing your stories. You got great stories and great sayings in the way real estate. You deal junkie, you. How can people look up Alterman Commercial Real Estate or your Take 5 franchise business?
Well, I mean, we have websites, but...
okay, but, what is it?
StellaBlueVentures.net is our website there, and then AltermanCommercial.com, but... You know, we're not really out like in your face on stuff. So, you know, of course we do the LinkedIn post every once in a while just to show people we're relevant and doing things. But at the same time, we don't want people to know exactly what we're doing. So it's that fine dance on
that. So LinkedIn's probably the best.
Check out Mike Alterman on LinkedIn. And when you go to Clemson, make a trip, go eat at the Potbelly Deli.
Yeah.
17
right?
Split.
Please.
Dagwood.
The Dagwood. I'm a fan of 17.
I have not eaten there. I was guilty, say. I mean, I would think Patrick would take me down there and we could eat at our establishment. But but it's doing so well, we're going to try to keep it going, right?
Absolutely.
I heard that. Thank you for being here, Mike. I can't wait a couple weeks till you come back and we can hang out. Good luck on your stay.
Well, appreciate you guys having me. Thank you,
and go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.